This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Greensboro City Council members want a former police officer's law enforcement certification permanently revoked. The vote came after council members viewed body camera footage of the officer beating a Greensboro resident. On Monday, the council voted to recommend permanent suspension of former Greensboro officer Travis Cole's police certification. And in an unusual move, the city council aired the body cam footage on live television. Cole resigned after an internal investigation found that he violated four department directives in areas that include the use of force and compliance with the law. Greensboro News and Record reporter Margaret Moffitt was at the city council meeting, and she joins me by phone now to tell us more. Margaret, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you for having me.
Let's take us back to the incident in June that started all of this. What happened in June, and what does the body cam footage show?
There are two pieces of body cam footage, one from former Officer Cole and one from his partner, Officer C.N. Jackson. And they show arriving at a home in a suburban neighborhood just to the south of Interstate 40. They find Dewan Yorce on the porch. He explains to the officers that it's his mother's house. He's waiting for his mother to arrive to let him in. The conversation continues for about 5 minutes. It becomes increasingly tense. Officer Jackson is back at her car. Yorce is sitting in a chair on the porch trying to explain to Cole that, you know, his mother will be arriving shortly. She can explain who he is and why he's there. He is on his phone. Cole can be seen grabbing the phone and taking Mr. Yorce down to the ground. There's a struggle that really is unclear. The only thing you can hear is Mr. Yorce saying, "I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting." They stand up. They are leading Mr. Yorce to the car, the patrol car, across the yard. And the same thing happens again. There's another, some sort of altercation that you can't see exactly. But during all of this, you can see Officer Cole hitting Mr. Yorce. He's trying to explain he's unarmed and not resisting.
It's interesting because this goes on for about 15 or 16 minutes. The entire encounter, the beating, is less time than that. But Officer Cole, or former Officer Cole's partner, first responded because there had been a complaint that someone was trying to break into the house, as I understand it.
Yes, yes, that's correct. And Mr. Yorce tries to explain that neighbors would recognize him. If the officers could speak to those neighbors, they would be able to identify him.
And he does all this, and within a minute, according to the first what you see in the first encounter with former Officer Cole's partner, she takes the report, figures everything is okay, goes back to the car, explains it to Cole. There, as far as she's concerned, it's time to leave. He then, former Officer Cole, then goes to the porch and proceeds to question Mr. Cole for the next 15 minutes before the confrontation finally happens.
I think what's really striking is that at times early in Cole and Yorce's conversation, it's very friendly. There's some jokes, there's some, you know, nervous laughter, but it escalates, and you can see the tension escalating, and you can see Mr. Yorce getting increasingly frustrated, though he never, that I saw in watching both footage from both cameras, you never see him act physically toward Cole.
Well, and the internal investigation found the same thing. They found that former Officer Cole used excessive force, that he violated three other departmental rules, including search and seizure, and broke laws. So this is an internal police investigation that found the same thing. The video you can see at our website, stateofthings.org. So how did the city council find out about this?
Well, that's where most of the controversy lies right now. This happened in June 17th. The council members found out about it on September 20th, a few on September 19th, which was 3 months later. The police chief didn't learn about the use of force until August, early August. So there were 2 months between the incident as the internal investigation wound its way through three different levels of command. It wasn't until somebody told the city council about this in maybe September 19th that they took action to watch it in a private closed session before deciding to release it to the public. So it took 3 months.
Why did it take so long for the police chief to get a hold of this video that, again, to an untrained eye, there's some pretty good evidence that something needs to happen here?
Well, I think that is the crux of the debate right now. From all the looks of all of it, the city policy was followed. It went from the acting supervisor to the sergeant to a lieutenant to a captain to a deputy chief and then the chief. The problem I think that community leaders and council members are now seeing is that that process takes way too long. And any time there's a use of force, the council has said it would like to know about it. There are 200 to 225 of those a year. They've got to work out a mechanism somehow for the chief learning about all of those within a reasonable time period. But I think you have that policy, that everyone followed the policy, but then I think you have the smell test. And that's what some council members, including Sharon Hightower, a councilwoman, has said she would like to know the nexus of who knew about this and didn't report it. In those chains of command, it took the fifth step before somebody said, we need to move to get this officer off the street. And she has asked to see any documents that might shed light on why those lower-level supervisors didn't take action quicker.
Tell us about that meeting on Monday night. What happened there?
It was one of the most dramatic meetings I've been to in 10 years of covering this council. There were many members of the community there, college students, members of Black Lives Matter. They were demanding answers to their questions. They were yelling, interrupting. The council was, I think, struggling to try to communicate that it wanted to take action. The people in the audience were frustrated that they had not taken action sooner, and that was coming out. That was coming out as frustration at them immediately, even though they had just taken action.
And that action was to recommend that his law enforcement certification be taken away, right?
Right. Only the state certification board can do that. The city council lacks the authority to do that. But additionally, the council took two other steps. One, it will ask the Guilford County District Attorney's Office to reconsider filing criminal charges for assault against former Officer Cole. And it also will ask, the council is recommending that the court expunge the arrest of Mr. Yorce for assault on government officials and resisting arrest from his record. The district attorney decided not to charge him after reviewing the footage, but some council members were concerned that the arrest would still show up on his report, and so they're recommending that be expunged.
That's interesting. How long did that take? Do we know how long it took between the arrest and the DA seeing the footage and deciding not to press charges? Because those charges are still pending in that entire interval.
The incident happened June 19th. The district attorney's office made its decision in late August.
Yeah. So all of that's still going on. Is Mr. Yorce going to sue, do we know?
He was initially very talkative. I had several conversations with him. He has since gotten a lawyer who I think has advised him not to talk. It is worth noting that former Officer Cole was involved 3 years ago in an incident where he was found to have taken inappropriate actions against two African American young men. He charged them with resisting arrest. The city ended up apologizing to those brothers and settling out of court for $50,000. So I think the answer to your question is probably.
We should point out that Travis Cole is white. Dwan Yorce is black. This is the second time, again, that this sort of thing has been on his record. What about the fact is that it does seem that the footage played an important part in bringing this whole thing to light. Starting October 1st, Governor McCrory has signed a law that takes that footage off the public record, makes it very difficult to get that, suggesting that, you know, police officers like Travis Cole could stay on the force for a long time because we don't know about this kind of stuff. Tell us about the impact of that and whether that came up at the meeting.
Oh, it absolutely did. This is a real sticking point with this city council. It was the first municipality in the state to pass a policy on releasing footage. It has to vote to make it public, but it can make it public, and this is the second time that this council has voted to do that. Now, come October 1st, this council will not have the authority to do that. It will take a judge to decide whether that footage should be released. So we have a very different outcome today than you would if the council had learned about this later and it was October 1st or later.
All right. Well, Margaret, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Margaret Moffitt is a reporter with the Greensboro News and Record. Just ahead, we're going to talk about Charlotte's wealth gap and its relevance to policing and the impact on the community. And you'll hear about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.